Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery Principle number 6, Sustainable Pace.
Delivery Principle number 6 addresses how our teams create software with consistency and predictability. The way we decided to word this principle is, the delivery team's processes should enable them to maintain a sustainable pace through the project delivery lifecycle. The original Agile principle says it a little differently. It says, Agile processes promote sustainable development. The sponsors, developers, and users should be able to maintain a constant pace indefinitely. We made a few changes to this. First, we decided to simplify the principle because we wanted it to be easy to remember. Also, the original principle seems to imply that sustainable pace comes for free with Agile, and we wanted to emphasize that it needs to be something we intentionally try to make happen. Also, we wanted to focus on the delivery team here because they have the most control over the part of the process that enables sustainable pace. When most people see the phrase sustainable pace, they think about work-life balance and not working too much overtime. And while those things are important, that's not all of what sustainable pace provides to our teams. In fact, there's nothing in the principle about how many hours a week a team should work. And it is possible for teams to maintain different kinds of sustainable pace, depending on their situation. What we're really interested in is having our teams work in a way that allows them to be predictable in what they can produce from one iteration to the next. This enables us to be able to plan better and better meet customer expectations. Also, we know that teams that have a realistic workload are a lot more likely to follow the practices and disciplines that lead to quality software. And finally, having practices and processes that promote sustainable pace allow teams to be more resilient to the obstacles that may come along during the course of the project. Teams that don't have sustainable pace are a lot more likely to encounter team members that are burned out, customers that don't feel confident in what the team can produce, a lack of discipline, poor decision-making, and team members that feel trapped. So here's what we should look for to know whether our team can operate at a sustainable pace. The team needs to have data that gives them confidence that their pace is sustainable. We can't just operate on feeling. We're going to need some metrics to help us know whether we're reaching that goal or not. The team should have few, or ideally no, members who are silos of knowledge about any significant part of the development process. The team's pace can't be sustainable if it grinds to a halt because somebody went on vacation or chooses to leave the team for some reason. The team should have ways to examine their processes to make sure they're promoting sustainable pace. If they do find that there are aspects of the way they work that are causing them to be unpredictable, they need to make that a focus area and find a way to get around it. Similarly, the team needs to address any change that creates an obstacle to sustainable pace. They shouldn't just shrug their shoulders when something gets in their way after they've worked so hard to get there. Finally, if it happens that customer expectations are driving the team to forego sustainable pace for an extended period, that needs to be escalated and reviewed. There's nothing wrong with putting in extra time and effort on occasion to meet a particular objective, but teams that work at a pace outside the norm for an extended time can easily produce substandard work. Sustainable pace isn't just about being home in time for dinner. It's the way that we create confidence in our customers and make sure that we're able to do what's required to create quality work and to follow all the other delivery principles. But it doesn't come for free. We need to do whatever it takes to keep from falling into an always-on emergency mode. And that means having rigor and discipline around our work and processes.